you're wrong to succumb to the arguments about liberty in Carter. And the proof of that is the massive expansion.
Well, Mr. Gray, thank you so much for all your responses today. This wraps up all the questions I had for you. Thank you so much for joining me and providing not only me, but our listeners with your perspective on MAID and its proposed expansion to those with mental illness. Best of luck to you if you do end up making the action against Bill C-39 in the foreseeable future, and I look forward to seeing how the Canadian government approaches some of the issues we discussed within the next 3 years, leading up to Bill C-39 coming into effect.
Well, it's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Before we end the show, we would like to say that the views expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the views of the producers, host, or the Queen's University Faculty of Law. This podcast does not contain any legal advice. Pro Bono Students Canada is a student organization, and this podcast was prepared with the assistance of PBSC Queen's Law Student Volunteers. PBSC students are not lawyers, and they are not authorized to provide legal advice. The podcast contains general discussion of certain legal and related issues only, and if you require legal advice, please consult with a lawyer. Today's show was produced by me, the host, Arjun Kapil, and if you like this interview, you can find more on the Queen's Pro Bono Radio website.
Hello, everyone. You are currently listening to CFRC Radio at 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Tommy, and I will be your host for this episode of Dark Side of the Tune for your daily dose of weird and unusual and just kind of crazy music. This episode is going to be more of a variety show, so we'll be looking at lots of different genres, looking at punk, looking at shoegaze, looking at some new wave, lots of great Canadian content in here, some new songs sprinkled in. It's gonna be a fun ride. Just trust me. You want to listen along. So we'll be getting started with a band called X-Ray Specs. And now, if you're not familiar with them, I'm begging you to go check them out more after you hear this song, because you will be blown away. They are one of the absolute gems to come out of the 70s punk scene in the UK, especially in a time where the punk genre was so dominated by men. It is amazing to see such a powerful female front woman kind of rocking the scene. When you hear her voice, you will understand what I'm talking about. So let's not waste any more time and jump right in. This is Identity by X-Ray Specs.
Hey!
was Spirit Meetup by Chastity, and the first song that we listened to was Identity by X-Ray Specs. And what did I tell you guys about those being two super powerful songs? I mean, even just the chords in that last one there, just amazing. And you wouldn't believe it, but those guys are actually from Whitby, Ontario. I know. How does a sound that big come out of Whitby? It's crazy. Coming up next, we have even more Canadian content from a band from Victoria, BC, named Hillsboro. This is Sleep Dealer off of their new EP, White Trash. And just listening to this EP in comparison to the rest of their music, it is so emotionally riveting. It kind of tugs on your heartstrings in this heavy, melodic sense. So let's jump right into that with Sleep Dealer by Hillsboro.
A Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters. This isn't actually an ad for my new show. You want to join me, Zach, every Saturday at 8 p.m. for your favorite 90s hits, throwbacks, and deep cuts. We'll be playing you songs like this all night from 8 to 9 p.m. So join me as I take you to the 90s.
Are you in need of legal assistance? Queen's Legal Aid provides legal services to low-income residents of Kingston, Napanee, and surrounding areas, and to Queen's University and St. Lawrence College students. Queen's Legal Aid can help with tenants' rights matters, small claims court matters for claims between $1,000 and $25,000, serious provincial offenses, criminal offenses of a relatively minor nature, and much more. Learn more about how Queen's Legal Aid can help you online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613-533-2102.
We'll be right back.
That was Freeze Me by Death From Above 1979. And the first song that we listened to was Sleep Dealer by Hillsborough. Now, if you enjoyed that song, I really, really recommend going and checking out the rest of that EP because it is as equally devastating and beautiful and kind of catastrophic as that song was. Coming up next, we have another new release. This is by Split Chain featuring Soft Cult. It is called Re-Extract, and it actually only came out last month, but I've been really enjoying listening to it. It's heavy in the best sort of way. So this is Re-Extract by Split Chain and Soft Cult.
Sending talk of who I ought to be. Remember listening to all of that and this again. So I pretended up a person who was fitting in. And now you think this person really is me, and I'm
trying to bend the truth.
The more I push, the more I'm pulling away, cause I'm
lying.
That was Lying From You by Linkin Park, and the first song that we listened to was Re-Extract by Split Chain featuring Soft Cult. Now, I have actually been listening to Linkin Park nonstop for the past week. It's really bad. It's an addiction. But I mean, with songs like that, how can you complain? It's Linkin Park, guys. Come on. Up next, we have Evergreen 143 by Electric Youth, and I actually just learned this, but these guys had a song featured in the Drive soundtrack, and they're also from Toronto, so it's kind of funny to see a Canadian song in a movie with a Canadian star, especially in a Hollywood movie. Like, wow, we're really shining there, guys. So here's Evergreen 143 by Electric Youth. That was Michelle Michelle by Nuovo Testamento. And the first song that we listened to was Evergreen 143 by Electric Youth. And that first song was Canadian. They're based in Toronto. But the second one, now I've actually tricked like both my mom and my best friend with this, but you might think that that song was made in like 1985. No, it came out in 2021. That is a brand new song. And wow, like that's amazing to me. I love songs that sound old, but they're actually brand new because it's like this sound isn't constrained to that decade anymore. You know, we have new technology and we have all these new gadgets and stuff, but we can still replicate the sound of yesteryear. I think it's beautiful. Up next, we have Female of the Species by Space.
Crap, then one kiss and I'm
If you're just joining in, you are currently listening to CFRC Radio at 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Tommy, and this is an episode of Dark Side of the Tune, where we listen to weird, unusual, and just overall funky, strange, and cool, and any other adjective that you can think of, songs. That song that you just heard there was Memento Mori by Girlfriends and Boyfriends. They are another band based in Canada. We've had a lot of really great Canadian content today. And then the first song there was Female of the Species by Space, which was from the 90s. But oh my gosh, what a strange song. I mean, there's a reason why we call it Dark Side of the Tune, because we really just ventured to the dark side of the tune with that one. Up next, we have Your Town by Deacon Blue, a band from Scotland. And now, my best friend is Scottish, and I have always told her that all of the best things come from Scotland. She comes from Scotland, James McAvoy comes from Scotland, and this band comes from Scotland. And when you hear this song, you're going to understand why I say all the best things come from Scotland. So here is Your Town by Deacon Blue. Was Cities and Dust by Susie and the Banshees, and that first song that we listened to was Your Town by Deacon Blue. And now, if you're anywhat familiar with the goth scene in the 80s, or the traditional goth scene, as a lot of people call it these days, you know Susie and the Banshees. You're familiar with the frontwoman, Susie Sue. She's a big style inspiration for a lot of people who still dress in that way. And I'm saying that as someone who religiously dressed in traditional goth attire with the big teased hair and the dark makeup throughout COVID. And I, at certain times, I was like, yeah, I'm straight up copying Susie Sue. But I mean, isn't that what most traditional goths do? Now, as we near the end of our show, and if you've been here since the beginning, thank you for listening all the way through. I'm going to leave you all with one new, one old of my favorite songs. And now, they're not entirely different. You might hear some similarities kind of in the synth style of these songs. I hope that you're familiar with the last one. It is a personal favorite of mine, and it is a very, very good song from a very good band. So I'll leave you off. Here is Ageless by No Joy and Strangelove by Depeche Mode.
Thank you.
Listen to Dark Side of the Tune, the show where we look at weird, unusual, and just overall strange songs. And what a great way to end it with Strange Love by Depeche Mode. I've been your host, Tommy, and if you've enjoyed what you've listened to, you can find us at cfrc.ca or at this station, CFRC 101.9, located in Kingston. Thanks for listening, and remember, stay weird.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to 6 feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.